Good afternoon. I was speaking to a friend, a very, very close friend, a few days ago, and a person who's a very successful, very happy, decent human being, really great values, great outlook on life. And he was describing his frustration of a feeling that his life has become one of waking up very early in the morning, you know, rushing to daven, going off to a job in finance that he enjoys and he's very good at and I'm sure finds some satisfaction in, coming back very, very late at night, having not a lot of time spent with his children, going to sleep, not a lot of time to learn, waking up the next morning, pushing reset day after day. And the feeling of frustration that I'm sure many people feel of not feeling necessarily productive in a spiritual way, not feeling alive in a spiritual way, questioning, you know, what it's all about and living a life where he doesn't always feel larger meaning. And that's a question that any thinking person feels. And that's often true no matter what job they do. There are certainly certain professions that are more geared towards feeling meaning. But even in those professions, often day after day goes by without that feeling of simcha, without that feeling of aliveness. And he wanted to know, first of all, if we could learn together, which more than happy to do, and certainly something to introduce some spiritual content into his day and something that I would enjoy very much and learn from him. But also, is there any perspective of how we can view this real quandary when most of life is spent just involved in all sorts of things that are necessary, but not necessarily feeling meaning in those things? I wasn't exactly sure how to respond to him. I didn't want to give a quick, flippant, not thoughtful response. But I've been thinking the last few days about the value of simplicity. So often, many of us, and I'm sure I could be accused of this, life becomes very complicated, very complex, complex emotions. Serving God is complicated. Finding your place in the world is complicated. Balancing your own inner self with so many different contradictory and conflicting qualities and emotions, so many different she'ifos, desires, so many pieces of ourself, all of that is very complicated. But in a way, beauty in life comes from simplicity. When we can break through all of life's complexities and all of life's conflicts and all of life's noise, and just to focus on something that's very beautiful and very simple, and to allow that beauty, to allow that simplicity to almost serve as the center and the core and the foundation of a person's life. And when a person clings on to that, the thing that I spoke about for those who daven in our shul this past Shabbos, they cling just onto the pure beauty of the soul. And just the pure beauty of light in this world and goodness in this world. And just everything is cleared away. I would often feel driving back from work from Washington Heights in the springtime. It's a long day and the noise of the city. And then you pull over the car to the side of the road on the Palisades Parkway, you know, by those overlooks. And sometimes watch the sunset. And just the pure beauty of this world and the sun setting over Manhattan. Manhattan, the most chaotic of places. But to some degree, the beauty and the rays of beauty inside of that chaos. And that's always where life's good feelings come from. And quite honestly, a person can feel that no matter what they're doing every day of their life. A person wakes up in the morning and they stand in front of God in tefillah. And they just feel the aliveness of their soul. And they feel a genuine connection between them and Ribono Shel Olam and Tefillah. It's so simple and it's so brief. But it enhanced everything else, and it shines light on everything else. I mentioned this past week in shul about this woman who I've befriended, whose husband left, and she has no money, and she doesn't really have family to turn to, and they can barely put food on the table. And I've tried to help her the last few weeks with food and money and putting other people in touch with her, a really decent, wonderful, normal human being. And just feeling the simple connection between she and myself and our family of just two people, human beings on this planet, who genuinely care about each other and genuinely want to give to each other and want to connect and want to sort of be there. And just the simple beauty of Klal Yisrael and humanity and Chesed, there are all these small little points, simple, simple, beautiful points in our life that become the centerpiece of who we are. That's why what the Gemara means in Menachos when it says, Ma Hashem bikesh mimcha, what does God want from you? And the pasuk continues. But the Gemara tells us that Ma Hashem bikesh mimcha, what does God want from you? That's really the word mea, 100 brachos. That's really pshat, that God wants from us 100 brachos, and that's the essence of Yahadus. But to some degree, perhaps what the pshat is that a bracha really cuts through everything to the essence and to the core of our lives, to the creation. Person sits down to eat, they take out a piece of food, and they can stop and think about where this food came from, and God's creation of the universe, God's creation of man, and that the process of eating and the process of a bracha connects us back to that. Like a bracha just cuts through everything else, and it simplifies who we are in this world. And that's what we focus in, day out and day in and day out, having moments along the way which build into almost like a cacophony, almost a symphony, a beautiful, simple moments. Then to some degree that gives meaning, that gives shape, it gives form, it breathes light into the rest of our day, even when the rest of our day perhaps does not feel so meaningful. So perhaps all of us can join us together in feeling that simplicity, feeling that light, highlighting those moments, appreciating those moments, creating those moments, and allowing those moments to illuminate the rest of our lives. Thank you so much. Have a good day. And I'm sorry for those who called in yesterday. And Mirza Shem, we will meet every Monday from now on. Thank you. Bye-bye.